And I was on my knees. I have an inclination to pray. And so I was on my knees making deals with God. What could we do about this? And he finally let me know that my method wasn't his method. What do you think of that? That his method is not more power. That isn't his method. That was quite a lesson I learned. It was quite a lesson. He's not into power like we use power. There's other people that are into power like that, but not God. All right. What we're building here is a case where we are teaching the children to argue with us and to negotiate and not face consequences and get out of consequences. And we're telling them that when they do certain things, there are no consequences and they can bargain out of it. Is that what life is really like? Are we teaching our kids a wrong message here? Uh-huh. Do you think if you go around the curve too fast and you roll the car and you're in the hospital, that we'll just say you get another chance next time because you didn't know this time? Life is very final. And so these children have got to understand that mom and dad never lie. Now, don't just go out and say, no. Know what you're doing. They say, can I go to some place? You say, well, what are the circumstances? I got to think about it. They try to catch you off guard. And you say, well, what about this? Give me some data. Well, I think this, and I think that, and I think this. And you say, well, right now it sounds okay. Let's talk it over with dad. Because they're going to want to pin you down and then hold you to that answer. You say, right now it sounds okay, but you leave yourself an escape clause and you say, we'll talk about it later and I'll give you a final determination after I've collected more data and have a chance to think about it. Does that sound okay or not? Does this make sense, people? Because if you just jump to the thing and say no, it might be that it would be okay to go. Got a question?
Yes. How do you keep from becoming a liar? In other words,
you listen to what you say.
But by the time I'll come to a child and say, listen, if you don't clean up this room, you're grounded for the next 3 years. That's it.
Yeah, that's dumb.
And I've overstepped it.
Now, do you understand that you need to be very careful what you say? And if you were wrong, you say, hey, I had enough data there, and now I've learned this, and I've learned your homework isn't done. And dad's got something planned, and the answer is no. Yeah, but you said yes. I'm sorry, sweetheart. I said it sounded okay at that point, but we had to check some other stuff, and the answer is no. And once you say no, you stay with it. Because if they can argue you out of it, you're teaching them to argue. You're teaching them to challenge your authority. And then when you give in, you are rewarding them for challenging your authority. Does that make sense?
Okay, to that man previously, I wanted to say that as a school teacher, we're taught that you never threaten a child with something you don't want to follow through. Mm-hmm. Like you wouldn't dare say to a child, if you don't do this, you're going to stay after school for an hour, because no teacher would want to sit around with a child for an hour after school.
And that's so, lying too, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's so lying. You have to think, okay, do I want to say he's grounded for 3 weeks? Do I want him in the house for 3 weeks? And then if you kind of remember, then you say one day instead of...
Good point. Excellent. But see, what we're saying is don't lie. Don't bluff. Don't say something you're not willing to follow through on. Never do that.
Isn't there such a thing as mercy, though? What we'll do is give a length of time that something has to be done. For instance, you have to go sit in the bathroom now for an hour because you fought with your sister.
Well, that's consequences.
So then, then after 45 minutes, then the child will say, geez, I've been good and I've been in here for 45 minutes, so can I come out? So in our mercy then, we say, yeah, you've been a good kid, you can go ahead and come out.
Oh, these blue mothers.
Is that lying then?
Is it lying? You say you can't come out for an hour, and now they're going to negotiate and come out in 45 minutes.